Good afternoon. The government is demanding information from small electricity generators on their cyber defences as investigators probing last month's blackout seek to determine whether they were a weak link exploited by bad actors to bring down the country's power grid. Senior government officials have concerns about the robustness of cyber defences at these small and medium-sized power facilities, notably solar and wind farms, so a report said, citing a person familiar with the matter. The DGT Traffic Authority has scrapped the €24.58 licence renewal fee for drivers aged 70 and over. The idea is to make life easier for older drivers, especially those who might be on a tight budget and rely on their car for everyday life. The fee disappears automatically once you turn 70. There's no special form to fill out or request to make. You just don't get charged. You will, however, still need to renew your licence like everybody else, and the medical exam becomes even more important. The DGT still wants to make sure everybody on the road can drive safely, no matter what age. It's part of a wider push to support older drivers without putting anyone at risk. A lot of people over 70 still drive regularly, especially in smaller towns and rural areas where buses and trains aren't always an option. The Spanish hotel group Room 00 said this morning it had raised €400 million in new equity from investment firm King Street Capital Management to finance its expansion in London. The privately held company runs 50 high-end hostels in Spain, Italy and Portugal, with around 2,500 individual and group rooms designed for young tourists. Room 00 intends to buy 20 assets in London with as many as 1,000 rooms, it said. The company has recently bought a series of hostels and intends to make the most of the current Southern Europe tourism growth to expand elsewhere. Spain has once again confirmed its global leadership in beach quality, according to 642 beaches awarded the prestigious Blue Flag this summer. This is four more than last year, reinforcing the country's nearly 40-year dominance in the international programme. The Association for Environmental and Consumer Education published its annual list last week. This revealed that Spain received a total of 749 blue flags this year, 642 for beaches, 101 for marinas, and 6 for tourist boats. The Valencian community tops the list once again with 143 blue flags, 5 more than last year, and spread across 48 municipalities. During a press event, the Minister Rosario Sanchez stressed ongoing investments aimed at improving water quality, infrastructure and accessibility across blue flag beaches. And a Ryanair flight from Brussels to Castellón was diverted yesterday when a woman went into labour as the plane was flying at 35,000 feet. The birth prompted an emergency landing in France. Mother and her new daughter were transferred to a hospital and both are doing well. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.